There's a tremendous chiddush. The Sfasemes points out a tremendous chiddush that's a terlodo, a tremendous chiddush that Klal Yisrael was zeicha of a new, of breaking a new frontier in Ruchnius as a result of the ness of Hanukkah. The Gemara says, Mizuzah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chof Begeiz, Mizuzah be min ner Hanukkah b'smol. Mizuzah is on the right side and the ner Hanukkah is on the left side. The obvious question is why is it important to know where the mezuzah is? If the Ner Chanukah is supposed to be on the left side, so let the Gemara say that the Ner Chanukah is on the left side. Obviously, the Gemara is creating some sort of parallel. The Gemara is creating some sort of parallel between the mezuzah on the right side and the Ner Chanukah on the left side, meaning that it's not just the Ner Chanukah is on the left side. The Ner Chanukah is on the left side relative to the mezuzah on the right side. Vadova emir darsheni. So the Sfasemes says something very interesting. Sfasemes says, if you want to look it up, it's I don't know why the Sfasemes wasn't in your Mamre Kremer's booklet, but it's in Tof Reish Nun Zayin. In Tov Reish Nun Zayin, the Sfasemes says the following. He says the inyan of a mezuzah is to protect the person when one comes in from the street to the house. You shouldn't bring the street with you. That's the inyan of a mezuzah. You come in to shake off the dust, if we'll call it that, of the street. It used to be dust. It's mud now. Person comes into his house and he shakes off the hashpah of the gas. So the mezuzah is b'tzad yamin. Yamin is always the direction that a person's going in. So the ner Chanukah b'smol, says the Sfasemes, really means to a guy who's going out. It's the right side of the guy going out. And what the Chazal are trying to tell us is, what the mezuzah does for the person coming in on the right side is what the ner Chanukah does for the person going out on the left side. Because the left side is the right side of the person going out. Hashem, Sfasemes says, Hashem yishmor tzeischa uvayecha. Mezuzah v'yamin ner Chanukah v'smol. What does it do? What's the pshat? Says the Sfasemes that the mezuzah allows a person to shake off the hashpah of the street before you come home. And the ner Chanukah small, which is your yamin, allows you to take the hashpah of the house out to the street. You can extend the kedusha etvas longer, a little bit longer. I want to read you the lashon inside the Halakha Sfasemes. The lashon is v'ner Chanukah hu la'yis margish ksas ha'ora afilu kishanu b'chutz. That means the Ner Chanukah does to the doorway what the mezuzah does, but just in the opposite direction. When you're going in, the mezuzah protects you. When you're going out, the Ner Chanukah allows you to take it with you. Atkan divrei Sfasemes. Frekta Chashayla, that's an incredible koyach. It's something that we're all looking for. A person leaves the house in the morning. You leave the Beis Medrash. You leave a Yachid Kala. So this year, you have a Ner Chanukah b'smol, right? There's a koyach that allows us to take it with us into the chutz. This incredible koyach. Why were Klal Yisrael zeicha to a dafka in the Nes of Chanukah? Why were they zeicha to the ability to take it with them? A little bit. He says, by the way, don't get carried away. Sfasemes says, a little bit. What's his lashon? Ktsas. Yeah? Ktsas ha'ora afilu. To a ktsas with an afilu. Afilu medayik, right? That's what we learned here. You have to learn how to read. Aksas with an afilu. But there's a ksas and there's an afilu. Ep is something. Person could take something with them. Why would Klai Yisrael zeicha to that? So there's a dove of nifla mamish. There's another Sasemis in a different place who discusses something else. He says, Amori the Kazakh. Why, Taka, do we have this ability of Ner Chanukah b'smol that we could take it with us? And how do we create that ability? That's a big secret, something we're all looking for. We know that the entirety of the Gzeirah of Yavon is characterized by Uportzu Chaimois Migdala. Yavon and Nigbutzu Alai, Uportzu Chaimois, they breached the walls. What's the gather of that? So Sasema says in a different place that in the Marze, in the Mare, in the Nevuah of Daniel, that he saw the Dalad Malchias, Yavon was a nomer, a leopard. Hevi az kanomer. A nomer, a leopard, has azos, he has chutzpah. The side of a part of famous Migdolai is that Yavon, with his chutzpah, breached and went into a place where he doesn't belong. There's a wall, right? Over there was the chel of the base of Migdosh. There was a wall around the Azorah where a goy doesn't go into. A chutzpinyak goes into a place where one doesn't belong. So the Parzu Chaimus Migdolai was a defining characterization, a defining description of the mohus of what Yavon was about. It's not just Parzu Chaimus where they made a balagan. Parzu Chaimus means they were azim, they were mechutzafim, kanomer, and they used that midah to go to a place where they didn't belong. Memela, it says in the Sfarim that HaKoyvesh Es Yitzroi means that when you win a real battle, you don't just vanquish the enemy, but you take over his kaychas. So since the whole Gzeirah of Yavon started with Uparzu Chaimus Migdolai, with an Azus, they went into a place that didn't belong. So when we had the Nitzachin over Yavon, we were kind of this midah of Azus, but it transformed into a midah of Kedusha, that we can also go to a place where we don't belong. I want to read you another Sfas Emes. Tofresh Mem Beis. Shal Yidei Shai Yivonim Hoysalem Ha'oza Gedeila Lifroitz Protzois Beis HaMikdash V'rotzu Lasois Mereshus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. Hello, the Beis HaMikdash is no trespassing. It's a halakha place. There's boundaries. You can't come in. It's Rosh HaYochid. But they, with their azos, wanted to turn the Rosh HaYochid into Rosh HaRabim. Molkein, klapi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa his galus HaKadusha gam l'teicha Rosh HaRabim. In other words, if you breach the boundaries, the breach works both ways. You could be a chutzpinyak both ways. You could be a chutzpinyak that you go into the Rishus HaYochid and turn to Rishus HaRabim. But chutzpah has two sides to it. You can be a mechutzef and go into the Rishus HaRabim and turn into Rishus HaYochid. That's the yisoid of Ner Chanukah B'Smol. The yisoid of Ner Chanukah B'Smol is that it was neschadish in the Nes of Chanukah, a moira de kazach, that it's possible to breach the boundaries. Before Yevonim, everybody knew their place. Beis Medrash was the Beis Medrash, and the street was treif. So it was like, you know, they live side by side, these two worlds. The Beis Medrash is Kodesh Kodosh, the Beis HaMikdash, and then the street is Treif, and everybody knows their place. As long as you behave, I'll behave. Came along the Yevonim, and they were Azim, they were Muchutzafim. They decided to breach the boundaries. They decided to go into the Rosh HaYochid and turn into Rosh HaRabim. I say, then it works both ways. Once they went into the Rosh HaYochid and tried to turn into Rosh HaRabim, there's two sides to the street. Klai Yisrael was zeicha to the ability to go into the Rishus HaRabim and turn into Rishus HaYochid. That's the koyach of being able to take Kedusha out into the place, into new places, into new frontiers, into new areas where normally Kedusha didn't step foot. It's a samayr de kazach. As a result of their trespassing, as a result of their azos, as a result of their chutzpah, as a result of them going into a place. They wanted to defile everything. But as a result of that, when there was a Rishon B'Yad Tzadikim, it was punk fakert. We took their koyach of Azos and we transformed into Azos and Kedusha, and Klal Yisrael, as a result of the Nitzachon over the Yevonim, has the ability of Ner Chanukah B'Shmuel to take it with you, to take it out, to go into a place where there was no Kedusha till now, to take the Rishos HaRam and turn into Rishos HaYachid. What's the pshat in that, by the way? So why taka does the whole thing revolve around parts of Chemes Migdalei? The Maral says, Miyem shachar of Beis HaMikdash, ein la kadosh baruch hu ela dalet amay shel halacha. From the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has dalet amay shel halacha. Beis Medrash, this is a dalet amay shel halacha. This Maral is a life-changing Maral. In fact, the Maral, very strange lashon, it should have said, Miyem shachar of Beis HaMikdash, ein la kadosh baruch hu ela Beis Medrash. What does it mean, dalet amay shel halacha? Funny lashon. Zok the Maral, the pshat of Dalet Amis is, Dalet we know is a shear. Dalet Amis, Dalet Tfochim. Dalet is Kaver Roshos. The Maral adds on Eretz Yisrael is Dalet Meir's Parsa. Everything that defines an uplifted domain is measured by four. So the Maral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't roll around in the street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Dalet Amis. I mean, Shteta Hamori, the Kapacha, the Gazach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the base medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. The Beis Medrash and the house has to be a place which is Dalet Amos, separate Roshos. It's a separate domain. It's uplifted. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. Memela. Vibalt the Yevonim, as we know, their Iker battle was against the Hashros HaShchinah. That is spirituality in Klal Yisrael. They had no problem with the Torah and the Chochmah. But the Ruchni is the Shchinah. Ner Marovi, Shashchina Shairaboy. Their battle was against the Hashros HaShchina in the Bria. They said there's no spirituality in the world. How do you get rid of Ruchnias? How do you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a body check? It's very simple. You breach the Dalet Amis. There's no Dalet Amis anymore. Because Ein la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela Dalet Amis shel Halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes with a Dalet Amos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes with a separate Rishos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes when it's an uplifted, different Makom. Not to Beis Medrash, not to Shul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. You've created a separate place, then he comes. So if the Yevonim wanted to uproot the Shechina from Klal Yisrael, their tafkir was to unravel this Dalet Amos. Porzu Chaimus Migdal, it wasn't the Zayt Gezach. Porzu Chaimus Migdal is the whole story to unravel the Dalet Amos, that there's no separate place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be. And when Klal Yisrael was misakin the breach, is they took that koyach of unraveling the Dalet Amos to spread the Dalet Amos, the same Azos to go into a place. I can make a Dalet Amos in the Rishos HaRavim. It's like this. I want to take a break for advertising for a minute, okay, if you don't mind. What's the advertising for? Lamaisa, today, in the world that you're going back to, okay, tomorrow, this is one world. This is the Rosh HaSayochid, right? We'll use the Svasem as Lashon. We'll start to use his Sprach. This is the Rosh HaSayochid, minus one, even minus two. Okay, any place where there's no cell phone reception is a Rosh HaYochid. This is a Rosh HaYochid. This is the Rosh HaYochid. Okay, this is Rosh HaYochid. You're going to go back to Rosh HaRabim. If we don't succeed in creating a Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, there's no Rebbeinu Shel Olam in our lives. You can daven, you can learn. I'll tell you a secret even. You can even give tzedakah. Don't tell anybody. It means nothing. Maybe it's too controversial what I just said. Maybe I'll get fired. You hear what I said? It's nothing. If you don't have a Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, if you haven't been able to create a world that's separate, that's uplifted, that's detached from the hashpah of the Rishus HaRabim, you have a godless life. Ein laKadosh Baruch Hu ela Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. It's a godless life. It's a life devoid. There's a gavra, meaning you do mitzvahs, but there's no chefzer. God's not there. It's a life devoid. It's a vacuum. It's a godless life. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there. It's a Mefarsh HaGemara. Ein la Kadosh Baruch Hu ela. By us, you know, they don't say pshat first of all. First pshat. Ein la Kadosh Baruch Hu ela dalad amas ha'alocha. Only dalad amas. He's not there otherwise. Not there. And then people run around. They look for skulas, brachas, all types of things. And Nebuch, everybody needs Hashem Yirachim on a gvul. But God, they gave a body check to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter. There's no such thing as having HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life if you haven't created the appropriate environment for that. And the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha is under attack today. There are all types of influences, there are all types of breaches in the wall which have crept into our homes, into the Beis Medrash, into our yeshivas, but particularly into our homes, into our offices. A person has to be able to look himself. You walk away from such a Yachi Kali after a week. My house is a Dalai Amas. My house is protected. My house is uplifted. My office is uplifted. My way of life is a separate way of life. It's a place that Kosh Bochu would want to be in. Kosh Bochu doesn't hang out with Shusha. Kosh Bochu is Rosh Hashanah. Kosh is Rosh Yochid. Not Rosh Hashanah. Kosh Bochu doesn't roll in the streets. Beis HaMikdash is called Rosh Hashanah. And the rest of the world is Rosh Hashanah. A person who created a Rosh Hashanah in his life, the Yevonim understood that's the whole story. That's what it's all about. That's all. It's not about anything else. That's the yesod of Hashras Hashchina and Klai Yisrael. That's the Tanai Koidim Lamaisa, that a person has a Dalai Lama. This person has to close his eyes. Is this a place where Kosh wants to be? Is this a separate entity? It's uplifted? Or it's a long run-on sentence from the Rosh Hashanah? Do I live in Rosh Hashanah? A person can live in a house, by the way, with walls of security cameras and guards. But it's Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if you can carry there on Vesach Hasht. There's the Peskim. There's a second city. You have Aloha here, I think. You'll check. It's Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? You're leapt in gas, yeah? You're living in the street. And God's not in the street. What can you do in Nebuch? He waits patiently, by the way, waiting thousands of years for Rosh Hashanah. Ein la Kadosh Baruch Hu ela dalad amas ha'alocha. The Yevonim knew this. So the Yevonim went ahead and breached the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha. And they thought they would get rid of the Shechina, HaKadosha. And when Klal Yisrael closed the breaches, they got a koyach of going out, going to Azaz to Kedusha, going to places where they were never there before. I want to share with you a Murid de Kazakh. So if Hanukkah was B'chadish to us, this Yisoid that Kedusha spreads, how does it spread, by the way? Should all of you go do Kiruv now? What should we do? So it's a Murid de Kazakh. I want to share with you a Mavel de Gemara. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, a Mavel de Kazakh, Mamash. Kuf Yud Chesem Ebeiz, I apologize. The Gemara says that in the Mishkan and Shiloh, a person was able to eat kachim b'chol haroya, not only in the chatzur of the Mishkan. You were able to eat as long as you could see Shiloh. Yes, if on a bright day you were chves in Meron, you're able to see Shiloh, you could eat kachim. Why? Says the Gemara, because Shiloh was in the chelek of Yosef. Ayin shalei rotzas al lozum v'lahenu is midover she'ena shaloi. If he bowed his eye, he didn't want to make use of something that wasn't his. Eishes petifar. Tiske v'toicho kumuleine. Yeah, Maisa? If he bowed, he had shmiras enayim. So you're allowed to eat in Shiloh kumuleine. So it looks like a play on words. Eyes and eyes, right? If he watched his eyes, so you can eat as long as you can see. What's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is that the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, that he watched his eyes, Shaloi Nene Midavor She'ena Shaloi, created such a power of Kedusha that it radiated all the way, Kamola'ena, it radiated past the physical boundaries. People think sometimes that if you want to spread Kedusha, you want to take the Kedusha with you to the street. You want to take it all the way to Meron, to Kamola'i Ayin, as far as you can see. How does a person do that? Zakti Gemara and Zvachim, the way you do it is by restricting yourself, by making boundary in your own life. Ayin shaloi rotza loz, bidover she'enoi shaloi. Eino shaloi means it's nishmeiner, it's out of my boundary. And a person who creates a limitation in his own life creates Kedusha. You know what Kedusha means? People think Kedusha is like some sort of Kabbalah, it is. but not for us. Kedusha means boundaries. I created a separate place. I created a Dalet Amos. Eino shaloi, it's not mine. This is not in my world. Eino shaloi. And the minute that Yosef HaTzadik created that limitations, he created such a force of Kedusha that the Mishka and Shiloi radiated more Kedusha than the base of Migdash. The Mishka and Shiloi radiated more Kedusha than the Beis HaMikdash. You were able to eat further away because of the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. He created Hazah. It's like nuclear radioactive material. It just spreads. You just have to have a little bucket of radioactive material. It spreads already for miles. He created such a high level enriched uranium of Kedusha that it spread Kamal Ayin all the way. By the way, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says that Beis Yaakov, Pashas Vayetze, Beis Yaakov Le'esh, Beis Yosef Lahava. What does Rashi say? Esh is local. Yosef is Lahava. It's a flame that goes Le'merochoik. What does it mean that Yosef goes Le'merochoik? The Kedush of Yosef HaTzadik, by him creating the boundaries, he was able to create such a force that he took, the Kedusha went all the way Kamal Ayin. Can you imagine such a Zach? Shteita, first of all, Mefarsha Gilui. A person wants to be Zaycha to this incredible frontier breaching of the walls which limit Kedusha. How do you do it? How does a person spread Kedusha? There's a Murray de Gemaisa. They once asked Rav Shach, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, at the time that there were a lot of Balei Tshuvas, they asked him once, why are there so many Balei Tshuvas in Tel Aviv and in Haifa there aren't any? There were no Balei Tshuvas in Haifa. In Tel Aviv, there were thousands of Balei Tshuvas. Tel Aviv, Bat Yam, Cholon, Haifa, nothing. Tveria less than that. So he took out a map and he said, in those years, Befrat, he says, there's no yeshivas north of Bnei Brak. And there are yeshivas here. And the yeshivas radiated Kedusha and the Eilam felt it. It happens by itself. By Yosef HaTzadik. Can you imagine? Yosef HaTzadik, in an act of self-control, in an act of boundaries, in an act of limitation, created a force of Kedusha, one person with one act, created a force of Kedusha geographically. Irradiated circle, concentric circles, Kimal Yain, as far as you can see, you have a clear day, you can go on the trip and take your kachim with you. Moir de Kazakh, Mishkan Shilos, Moir de Kahana, we're able to go on day trips, road trips. Moir de Kamaisa, Chidesh Noira. Because the Kedusha radiated. Yosef HaTzadik created a bomb, an atom bomb of Kedusha, with one act of limiting himself. Shteito that if a person wants to take the Kedusha with them, out to the street, from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, shteito this is the way. We live in a boundaryless world. I heard a line from somebody last night that I was discussing, I was doing Chazaras HaShir before this year. And, you know, he said to me a line that 90% of Klai Yisrael is being held hostage by 10% that have no boundaries. 10% have no boundaries, and the other 90% are being held hostage by them because they have to put up with all the narishkeit and all the boundaryless and the lack of Dalet Amos. It's crazy. We live in a boundaryless world. Eilam doesn't have limitations. Eilam doesn't have self-control. I won't go into details. I'll spare them. Sorry. And in a boundaryless world, then we wonder why the street looks like that. Our street, the Gaisha street, is because it's ready, it's finished. The ability to create Kedusha, and then we wonder why our kids absorb on the street what they shouldn't absorb, because the street's treif. Our street is treif. And the reason why our street is treif is because in the Dalet Amos we don't have boundaries enough. And those who should make boundaries and could make boundaries are not making the boundaries. And we need to do better kabayas. We need to tighten the walls. We need to make restrictions and limitations. Yeah, you could. And you would, but you can limit yourself even things that you're able to afford. And even things that you could allow yourself. That creates Kedusha in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That radiates Kedusha outside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And we need to rebuild the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, Yosef HaTzadik, with one act of controlling, self-control. Self-control. He could have. Nobody knew about it. Nobody stopped him. One act of self-control created a force of Kedusha that radiated for doire doiris, a Kedusha, a force. Can you imagine? A person's in a situation. He has the ability to do A, B, and C. I'm sorry. I will not provide you with A, B, and C. A, you can do A, you can do B, you can do C, you can do D. You can do all that together. And he doesn't. Can you imagine? He creates a force of Kedusha that radiates for Dairis, for the Einiklach, till Mishkan Shiloh. There's going to be a force of Kedusha that's going to spread it over the world. That's the Yesoid of Ner Chanukah B'Smoil. So we have one problem by us, that there's not enough people limiting themselves who can. And then we have everybody else copying them. It's a double whammy. It's two different sorrows, by the way. Shindis dabnu bepun dekecha, like the Gemara says in Ksubas. It's two different problems. You have part of the tzibur not controlling themselves, and the other part of the tzibur also not making boundaries because they're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Just why do we have to call them Joneses? Such a goyish name. It's the Rabinowitz's, Weiss's, Levy's, Cohen's, Schwartz's, Goldberg's, and any other Sephardi names to be politically correct. And when there's a lack of boundaries, there's a lack of Kedusha. And when there's a lack of boundaries, there's a lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu elo dal ram shalacha. And the Nes of Chanukah was machadish for us, an incredible opportunity of Azus, of being Muchutzofim, of taking it out, taking the Kedusha, not only to retain the Kedusha inside, but to take it outside to the street. Can you imagine Azamatzev? Nes Chanukah, Ner Chanukah Basos. There's a huge nafkamina for this. First of all, that's the Pashup Shat, why the mitzvah of Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisoy. It says in Parashat Shmois, Ish ubeisoy bo, when Klai Yisrael came down to Golus, they came down with the families. Funny pasuk. The pasuk is coming to stress that the tool that we have to fight Golus is beisoy, is your house. Ish ubeisoy bo, at the beginning of Shmois. Who cares how they came, whatever they came. The answer is, that's how you go into Golus. You go into Golus with your bias, because your bias is your dal ramash al halacha. And the takona of Hadlokas Nerus was on ish ubeisoy. Because that's where you have to fix the breaches. That's where you have to be misakim. That's where you have to put the band-aids on. And then you can go outwards. I want to say anaf gamina. One area of breaching, of breaking through, is the Rishos HaRabim, which I just spoke about. There's another area, and that's personal. I want to read you a Gemara in Shabbos, which says the same thing, just it's not in the street, it's in us. And really, I think this is the message you should take home with you. Arich Yamin bi Yamina b'smayla Aisha v'kavet pasuk Mishlei. On the right side is Arich Yamin. On the left side is Aisha v'kavet, riches and kavet. The right side only has Eirich Yom Chazal say is Eilam Haba. The left side is Eilam Hazah, it's a Shvacha side, it's only Eilam Eishav HaKovid, that's nothing. They Shnei Chazal. In fact, the more, but the right side, the Eilam Haba people, they don't get a little Eishav HaKovid, Epis. Everything more, no, that's not Pshat. Bimina Eirich HaKovid, Iko Eishav HaKovid, Leka, Ela. Lemaminim, but if you're a righty, so then you get Eirich Yomim, and Oishav HaKovet. L'masmilomba, if you're a lefty, you only get Oishav HaKovet. You don't get Arich Yom. I'm going to tell you something life-changing. Who's a righty? Who's a lefty? Sok Rashi. Maiminim Shalteira, the right-hand guys, righty is a strong guy. Shemefasfasin tameim v'diktuk uboirin kiyamin. The right hand is the strong hand, says Rashi. They learn like righties. Mefasfasin, what's pshat in the Gemara? Rashi, Taisvis, Rajba, Ktsais, Kinyan, Mesechta, everything, the whole thing, man, isn't safe, no gvul. What's a lefty? Oh, yeah, yeah, listen to this, Rashi. She'en yigayim v'kol tzorchan, they don't mutchazach. That's it. Yeah? The lefties, right? You ever see a lefty throw a ball when he's a righty? It doesn't go. They learn like that. They learn with the left hands. And they don't mutchazach. Fascinating. Right hand is the guy, Naminba, Eirich Yom, Eilam Hava, Nitzchias. The lefties, actually, they do. By the way, when it comes to Gashmias, they're righties. When it comes to Gemara, they're lefties. The shvache hand. Einem yugeim. I want to share with you a very tifazach. Watch. We learned from Ner Chanukah that the left side is the place where there's no ruchnius, right? It's going out. You're going out to the wastelands. That's smoil. Ner Chanukah besmoil. That means Ner Chanukah represents that the left side is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where there's really no ruchnius there, and you have the ability, the azos, to break through. But there's another left side. There's a wasteland inside a person where a person lives mediocre life. Ain't him yigayim. He doesn't mutcher. He's happy with mediocrity. He's happy the way things are. That's also a box. That's also a different place in a person's life. And on Chanukah, where it was nischadish that we have the ability to break through to the left, we have the ability to break through to the places where normally Kedusha doesn't go. Yeah. So there are places inside of us where Kedusha doesn't go either. We also have inside of us wastelands, the left side of Einam Yegeim. The left side is the place where there's no Kedusha. It's the weak side. On Chanukah was nischadish because of the Azos, the Kedusha, that I can go to places I never went before. I can go to places where there's no Kedusha. But we learn from this Gemara in Shabbos, by the way, Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, we learn from this Gemara that there are areas in a person's life where we never went before. Place of Yegiyas HaTorah, that's called a lefty, and that's called the left. But on Chanukah was Nischadish, Amoyri de Gazach, that places where Kedusha never stepped foot before, you can go there. There are Mesechtas that a guy never learns. There are times of the week that people don't learn. There are, what do you mean, times of the week? There are days of the week that people don't learn. There are weeks of the month that people don't learn. There are months of the year that people don't learn. That's smoil. Einam yegeim. Yeah. What's up, shot? Viter. Yegeim. That's a lefty. I would like to see a guy be a lefty in business. Oh, I've yet to meet the guy. Why are we satisfied with mediocrity and learning? Okay, we are. Emal asot. Abashteto that on Chanukah is the time to capture the left. Chanukah is the time of Azos the Kedusha to break through the barriers. The Yevonim broke through the barriers. They didn't murder the Ketuvah for us. Can you imagine? Otherwise, we'd be all mediocre the rest of our lives. We'd be stuck in our Rosh Hashanah and the Gas would be treif. Chanukah gave us a chiddush that we have the ability to break through, to break new ground, to break new frontiers. Places which were treif, you can bring Kedusha to. And areas of our life which are smoil, areas of chaser yegia in Torah, places which is untouched, it's a wasteland, where we just go by the treadmill, mediocrity, you can go there on Chanukah. Oyrech yom b'minas, ne'er Chanukah b'smoil, ne'er Chanukah is metapa with the lefties, not with the right. The righties are okay, that's for the rest of the year. Chanukah is for the lefties. Chanukah is for the left where there's no Kedusha. Chanukah is for the left where there's no Yegiyah. You can go there. Chanukah, you can go there. You can take your, they can be a chutzif and undertake and go to places where you never went before. In Torah and avoid the learning. Be a chutzif. Be an azos. Be a nomer. Azkanomer. Breach the walls. The walls are open. On Chanukah, the walls are open. You can go to places you never went to before. I want to end with a bracha that the Sfasemis gives. It's Moridik. Shtein Chazal. Afilu mechitza shabar zol em afsekes ben Yisrael avim shabashamayim. Sometimes there's a mechitza shabar zol. It's a wall. The bar zol, a person davens, a person needs yeshuas. Everybody needs, we all need for everything. Rochenis and Kashmir. Ein mechitza shabar zol. Zok tesva semis in parashas vayechi tofer shlamet ches when he speaks of Yosef HaTzadik. Why? K
כפי החיבה שנמצס בבני ישראל, כמוי בן לאב, כאן מסבט לכל מחיצס.
If you breach your boundaries, if you breach your limitations, if you step out of your Rosh Hashayachid and go to places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevatel all the mechitzas. Ein mechitzas mevatel, yeah? Nothing stops. If you break the mechitzas, if you create, he says it on Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik created a kedusha kimloy ayin, that nothing stopped it. You can't stop the kedusha. There's no limitation, no mechitzas, but nothing. No wall can stop it. It goes. If you can create such a kedusha, and you made the effort to create such a kedusha, then it not only says the Sfasemis creates kedusha in your life and in the world, but it breaks through all the mechitzas between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu mechitza shabarzol em afsekas ben yisrael lavi and shvashamayim. That's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is about breaking the boundaries. Chanukah is about being a mechutzav. Chanukah is about going to the left side. Chanukah is about going to the places where we never went before. And how do you do that? You don't go there. You stay at home. Here's the chap. This is the trick. And how do I go to the left? And how am I mechazik the left? And how do I go to the places where I never went before? And how do I break through the mechitza shabarzol? The answer is, Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim says it all. Stay in your dalat amos. Mind your business. Make limitations. Make boundaries. Build a wall around yourself. And in that wall of kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there.